We're going to put it up on the screen here. If you would stand with us, we'd love to have your participation. A few more verses I'm reading this morning than I normally would, but I want to... some of you have heard all of these sermons that I've preached about our position in Christ and trying to exalt Jesus in a greater measure. And some of you have just heard some of them, but for all of this to fit together, if you could, I know they're going to make it available on those CDs and I know on Spreaker they're all on there and you can get it anytime you want it there, but they're not always on there by name, so sometimes you have to have dates to try to go back and get it that way. But I sure want God to just have His way here. Galatians chapter 3, we're going to read verse 29, the last verse of Galatians chapter 3. Sometimes when you're reading and studying, I'm probably different than anybody else, but sometimes when I start reading, instead of reading down this way, especially if I feel like the Lord's led me to a scripture, and I'll find myself reading it. You know, I'll read 9, and then I'll read 8, and then I'll read 7, and then I'll trying to get back to, because I know there's something there that I need to find to help me understand where I felt like God led me to. So I know that's strange, but sometimes that's the way it happens. So if you're wondering why I'm reading the last verse of chapter 3, well, that's the reason why I started reading reading backwards. And thank God, and I know you're standing, but we ought to do this. I'm telling you, there's people died for this book you're holding in your hand. I'll say it again. People had their tongues cut out so you could hold this book in your hand. Praise God. People were tied and burned at the stake so you could hold this book in your hand. And so in no way we would speak against them, but it was man. Are y'all still here now? It was man that put these chapters and verses, all right? That, and I'm glad they did. That makes it, we'd have had a hard time if we'd have been reading a big old long scroll today, wouldn't we? You know, getting that thing rolled out to the right place. So but it doesn't always at a chapter, and I'm telling you this, if you study, if you want to learn to study, the thought does not always break at a chapter. And so sometimes you need to go back and read that one, such as we are today. All right, verse 29, let's read it together, if you will. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Chapter 4, verse number 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. But he is under tutors and governors, unto the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son, hallelujah, into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then a heir of God through Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. May the Lord bless His word, and you may be seated. Until I got into this and started looking at this through this prism, I did not realize there were so many scriptures and so many exhortations in the Word of God pointing us, amen, not to what we are going to get later, not what we're going to receive in heaven, not what we're going to have at some future tense time, amen, but what we have in our possession right now. Amen. Now, you know, the devil cannot keep us from being born again. He cannot keep us from being saved. He cannot keep us from our reward that we are going to have in heaven. But I tell you what He can do through lack of knowledge and lack of understanding in the Scriptures. He can keep us bankrupt. Amen. He can keep us broke. He can keep us spiritually in spiritual poverty simply because we are waiting for what we're another time. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And we are going to get a whole lot more. Amen. Oh, yes. But we are not going to get anything that is any greater quality. Amen. Or any better. It just may be some more quantity. Amen. But we won't get anything better in heaven. Amen. That's any better than what Christ has already given us now. Amen. Come on, church. And until we can learn to walk in the promise, until we can learn to walk as an heir, until we can learn to believe that what God has given us now, even though we're going to be saved, even though we're going to go to heaven, the devil will rob from us our whole entire Christian experience. Amen. And keep us spiritual, again, in spiritual poverty, because we don't realize that a lot of this we already have now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, I'm feeling better about this already. I'd like for somebody to get a hold of this while I'm trying to tell you. Amen. And start believing that I am a son right now. I'm a child of God right now. There's some things God has promised me now. And I might, if you don't use them while you're on your journey, these things are going to go to waste. And it's provision for you that you will never enjoy and never have because you don't receive it now. Oh, somebody say hallelujah in this building. Amen. Praise God. We're a child of, we are children of God. We are sons of God. Amen. Verse 29. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Yes, sir, brothers and sisters, we can claim the promise that God gave Abraham because we are his spiritual children and we receive his promise as well by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many know that's enough to shout about? But then he brings it on down and says, ye are an heir of God. Amen. Amen. You are joint heirs. How many knows that the blessing of Christ is greater than the blessing of Abraham? Amen. That's just one of those extra benefits we get through being born again. We get into that line and into that vein. Amen. And into that vine, amen, that Christ grafted in. Can you say amen?
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
God, praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I want to slow down here just a little bit, and I want you to focus in on that word. On that word that because. Praise God. Verse number 6. And because. Amen. Now just think about that for a minute. And because ye are sons. Amen. That's still up. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son. Amen. How can you live like that, preacher? How can your folks live like that? It's because, amen. I wish somebody would say that with me. Because, amen. Why do you live like you do when you meet somebody on the job? Just tell them because, hallelujah. Because I am a son of God. Amen. I know it was because you was raised in church. And it's because all of your family was in church. And it's because your people just said, well, no, no, no. It's because that ye are sons. Amen. Oh, God, help me to preach this. The church needs to start getting a hold of it. That we are sons now. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Oh, the church is going to have revival when we start believing that we're sons right now. We're children of God right now. We're heirs of Jesus Christ. Amen. We belong to him. He goes back. Those verses I read previously. Amen. That he talked about the child. And I know some may look at that. I just want to expound on that for a little bit. Amen. It said that the son was no different than the servant. I read that, and you're here, and you read that when it was up a while ago. Amen. Well, as long as the he said, as long as he is a child, amen, Brother Bruce, but he did say, even when he is a child, he is still Lord of all. Amen.
Praise God. Help us, Jesus. Help us, God. Bless
I'm telling you, my mom and dad told me when I went to school, if teacher gives you a high warming at school, you just know you got another one coming when you get home. The teacher wasn't a Christian. Now, I mean, they didn't know whether it was or not. They wasn't free holiness. They didn't go to our church. My parents scarcely knew them. But I had that hanging over me. If teacher gives you a spanking at school, and I find out about it, amen. Woo, hallelujah. Man, I remember one time, and I'm on a rabbit trail, but this is okay. That one day, I was in second grade. Me and a little, one of them little dark boys got into it. And it spun around, and his head hit the desk, and a big old goose egg come up here on the front of his head, and you know, the teacher just down to the office, down to the principal's office, and that's where I happened to be sitting when I saw my dad walk in there. Oh no, that wasn't that day. He wasn't there to advocate on my side at all. And I was very disappointed to be sitting in there in the principal's office when my dad walks in.
Yeah.
Principal didn't call him. He just come to pick me up a little bit early. Uh-oh. He walked to my room where I was supposed to be. And they said, he ain't here.
He's not here.
He's down here.
Yeah.
Oh, my, I'm telling you, I couldn't enjoy the rest of the day. We you know, we live in the parsonage. That's where we're on Katy Street. We're heading out to the farm to help Grandpa do something with his cows or something other. Things I love to do, but brother, I wasn't enjoying a bit of it, not one minute of it, because I already knew what was happening.
Yeah, trouble at home.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Come on.
Way about the time. I ain't near about to take you to the spot over here on 56th Street. Those roads were all gravel in, right up coming through to 129. I was laying in the back trying to go to sleep. Amen. I really was. I was trying, because I knew Dad had mercy on me a few times if I was already asleep. But I still had it coming, and he didn't forget, and I got it later. But I had just more time to have to worry about it, and I was trying to go to sleep. And I heard him say, you know, the shepherd, again, the sheep know the voice. I heard him in that low voice say, son, yes. He said, when we got home, was you going to tell me about being in the principal's office today? And I said, no, sir. Sure wasn't going to carry that information on.
Didn't want to talk about it.
He said, well, I'll tell you what. He said, I had five SWATs scheduled for you when we got home. But he said, I think you told me the truth. So this time it's only going to be four. I still got it, but it was just one less. Oh, help us, Lord Jesus. You know what? That was growing up under those tutors. That's what he talked about, tutors, educators, and governors. Even though that child, amen, even though that servant was teaching him his ABCs. Amen. I'm talking about something. I know everybody's not going to relate to this because we didn't grow up with a silver spoon in our mouth. But people that were heirs, that were going to be heirs of great wealth, they had servants living in the house. Amen. And they had somebody, amen, that daddy had hired to come in and homeschool the children and teach them how to read and write and how to say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and behave. You know why? Because dad was off somewhere making more and more money for this young person to inherit. My God, I wish I could preach in here today. And that's all I can do when I preach is trying to tell you what you have and what you're going to get and what you're going to possess. But if you don't learn the rules of the road and you don't learn to say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and you don't learn to be in church when you're supposed to be in church, you are not going to be a worthy heir of what God... Oh, I feel God in here today. He gave His life. He suffered on the cross so He could give you everything, and He's not going to give it to you. He's not going to put it in your hands unless you have come up under the tutor. Amen. This is good preaching right here. Amen. You've got to learn to respect the governor and the teacher if dad's going to pour out the wealth on you. Amen. So, Brother Leslie, that child, though he may not look any different than the servant, as long as he's a child. Matter of fact, it may look like the servant is over him. Amen. But for him to be an heir of what God's going to give him, he has to learn to do what the servant says. Because at that time, dad has a servant hired, and he's supposed to be minding him. Amen. Boy, I wish somebody would say hallelujah in here. I know somebody said, preacher, I ain't never heard that. Well, I ain't never really ever heard it either. And God's just been showing it to me just the last few days. Amen. But I already told you, remember, in that first on this series, that first message, I read to you about over there in St. John chapter 8, where he said that the servant abideth not in the house forever. Amen. Somebody needs to get a hold of this. But the son abideth forever. Amen. And after a while, the servants are going back to the little house. But the son's staying in the big house. Oh, hallelujah. And God is trying. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. God is trying to get us ready to live in the big house. After a while, amen, he's going to give us all things to enjoy. Amen. But right now, we got to understand who we are. Amen. We got to learn from the preachers. We got to learn from the teachers. We got to learn from the song leaders. We got to learn from our brothers and sisters around us. Amen. Because God is putting us in a special place. Amen. Pray for me right now. I'm fixing to take my turn right here. Amen. I want to talk to you about that prodigal son. Is that all right if I preach to you for a little while? I don't think I'll be too much longer on here. Amen. That son, because he had had governors and teachers, he had did have an understanding. Amen. Get this, if you're a backslider, you got to get a hold of what I'm preaching right now. Because of his training, he understood sonship. Amen. You can go ahead and put the title up now. He understood what it was to actually be a son. Amen. And I want to tell you something. If you've ever been born again, if you've ever been saved, you are as much a son. Even if you're backslid and living in sin, you are just as much a son in the hog pen as you was when you were sticking your big feet, amen, under Father's table. Amen. I'm not preaching once in grace, always in grace. Amen. The reason I'm preaching to you, if that prodigal son would have died lost in that hog pen, he would have went to hell and his father would have never known what happened to him. Amen. But the joy is because he knew who he was, and he understood he was a son that had a lot to do with him getting back. Oh, God. Man, right now, if everybody that's backslid, if our children that are backslidden away from God could understand, I am a son. Right now, I'm a son. I may be broke. I may be down. I may be dirty. I may be filthy. But I am a son. Amen. It will help you to realize there's still a place for you to go back to. There's a home somewhere. And somebody's missing you. And somebody wants you back. Somebody wants to know where you're at. Praying church right now. Amen. Your condition does not define your position. It doesn't matter how much mud you have between your toes. It doesn't matter how much baggage you have. It doesn't matter what you ate or what you're thinking about eating. It doesn't matter what you drank. It doesn't matter what you smoked. Amen. What you got to get a hold of is I'm a child. I'm a son. And I got to get back to Father's house. Oh, help me, Jesus.
Dad is waiting on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Prove your point, preacher. Amen. I'll do my best to. Oh. In a good household where they understood sonship, where they had servants, Brother Jeff, and governors and tutors, preachers and teachers, and everything's good. There's no lack, and everything's wonderful. But the deceiver, hear me preach right now. Amen. That deceiver, I talked to somebody just this week. Amen. Matter of fact, it was somebody I talked to last night. Part, listen, you got to hear. Please hear me preach. Amen. We say, how can people backslide? How can people go away from God? How can people that are raised in church live the life they're living? I tell you what it is. It is not, and it can be nothing else but sheer, amen. Then this is a horrible word to use in this way, but it's pure deception. Amen. They could not live like they live if it was not for the power of the devil that was deceiving them and thinking it won't happen to you. You won't lay the motorcycle over. It won't happen to your car. You won't have any trouble on the job. Amen. That's the reason. And we say, how can they live? How can they even enjoy life? I'm telling you how they do it. The devil has them deceived into thinking it's not going to happen to them. Amen. When you get stirred and you start seeking God, even for your own children that are lost, the more you pray and the closer you get to God, the more concerned you become about them. And the colder you get, the less concerned you have. And that same deception that keeps them in the hog pen is what works on the church. God, help me to preach it here today. We got to get this across and help the folks understand that we do have a deceiver. Church, pray right now. I need the Holy Ghost to move.
He's not my friend.
There's still some distraction going on here today.
Oh, come on.
Amen. Devil, your kingdom must come down. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I resist you right now in Jesus' name. I need a Holy Ghost filled praying church. Amen. That God would touch us right now and let us realize what we're up against. It's the working and the deception of the devil that keeps sons in his hog pen. They couldn't stay there if they wasn't deceived into staying there. They couldn't live there if they weren't deceived. Amen. That's how they do it. I just answered your question. How people raised in church, raised in a home where mama was clean and the food was good.
Yeah.
Amen. And live a life where someone don't clean house and it's nasty and it's filthy. And you say, how could they leave that and live that way? Amen. It can be none other thing, Sister Karen, but deception from the devil. That's what keeps them there. Amen. But the Holy Ghost to help me. I'm trying to tell somebody here this morning, you may be in the hog pen. You may be squishing the mud between your toes. You may be starting to partake. Amen. And eat of the slop that is only for the pigs. But I'm here to tell you one more time, I hope you can yet hear the voice of the shepherd. Amen. There's a home, there's a house, there's a father, amen. There's a table spread, there's something better than what you're enjoying in this life.
Oh God, help us, God.
Prove it, preacher.
The answer is that he came to himself.
Because he came to himself.
He was not at himself.
He was under the deception of the enemy. That's right. What got him there.
Right.
Nobody loves me. Nobody cares. The church don't care. Nobody. I'm just all out here by myself, and this is why.
But he came I'm to here. Himself.
You're being taken by deception.
Come on.
He came to himself.
Come to yourself. Wake
just
up.
About the time he's ready to take a bite. And stick his nose, man.
Fixing to do
oh
that.
My! I have to go back and tell you again. I know it's
that.
A different day, but I'm telling you, on the farm I grew up on, all the neighbors had stock racks on their pickup. You don't even see them anymore, but that's the way all the old farmers did. Amen. And also inside those stock racks were 5-gallon buckets.
Yeah.
And they went to every schoolhouse and every restaurant they could find.
Yeah.
Amen. Wanting the slop, whatever you're throwing out, we're going to put it in this bucket. Amen. My grandpa had a chute that he could stand outside the hog pen and pour it in where they didn't get any. He didn't even want any of that stuff on him, brother. Amen. And they stuck their nose in it and they put their faces down in
it
and they slurped and they slopped. Amen. And you know what? It made them fat. My God, I wish I could preach in here this morning. And that's what that boy, he would have fain stuck his nose, amen, in the hog trough and ate the pig food, amen, and battled with them and pushed the sows out of the way and fought with the weaned pigs just to get something to eat to live another day so he could be miserable another day. Amen. But right before he did, he says, enough of this. Amen. I remember I have a father. I remember that road that brought me here. I remember I got a brother at home. I remember the servants have plenty to eat. I remember my governors and my educators. And my dad took good care of them. And they wasn't going to inherit anything.
The servants have.
They was trying to raise me so I could inherit what dad was going to give me.
Servants.
And here I am down here living like this.
There's food despair.
And they're living like that.
Yeah, and there's extra left over every servant.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to change your heart right here in this hog pen. I'm going to get up. Amen. I'm going to go to my father's house. Amen. And I'm going to say, Father, I have sinned against you and against heaven. And I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Just make me one of the hired servants.
I'll just work for you. You're a good man to work for.
Oh, man. Are y'all getting this now? Where I've been preaching all this time now. Amen. Oh, yeah. If you're going to demand it. You know, St. Luke chapter 15 and verse 24.
Yeah.
The Father said, for this my son.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Y'all want to say it with me, church?
Yes.
This my son. Oh. If you've got a loved one that's lost right now, I wish you'd say it again in faith. Yes. This my son. Oh. Amen. He might have been smelling like the pigs. The crust of the world. And the stench of the smell of the place he'd been living might have still been on him. But bless God, he was still a son. And the Father still claimed him and said, this my son.
Yeah, you need some shoes here, boy. Yeah, you need a clean robe here.
God just showed me this morning. Please, please, are y'all hearing me preach? Are you getting this?
Come on, come on, come on.
Verse 27. The servant came out. And the servant acknowledged to the angry brother. The servant realized he was a son. Because he said to the angry brother, this thy brother.
This thy brother.
Oh, I can't hardly preach for wanting to shout. And I need to give an altar call. And I need to do a whole bunch of things here. And time's running out. In verse number 30, even the angry brother himself acknowledged that he was a son. Because when the Father came out to talk to him, he said, this thy son hath wasted your substance. Even though it was in anger. Brother Brandon, he still acknowledged
we have some lost he's a son. Y'all bring him back. Come on back home.
If y'all could just get this like I'm feeling it right now. Amen. When I really start believing I'm a child, I'm a son, I'm a joint heir. Amen. I already told you I sent a text off to one of my sons recently. Amen. All it said was, don't forget who you are. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? You think he's something? Amen. Because of the name he bears? No. I just want him to remember that he is a child of God. And he's supposed to be in church. And he's supposed to be serving God. Amen. That's where he's supposed to be. Come on, church. Amen. We got to pray that they will remember who they are.
Oh, God.
I feel bad.
Come on back home.
I'm not trying to take credit. God help me.
Come on back home.
But I do want to tell you, church, we have got to remember when we have family and children that's lost and they're in the hog pen, they're living under deception. And we have to battle the deception of the enemy. I'm telling you, it is a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual warfare. And unless you are fighting it with spiritual weapons, we will never be able to win.
Right.
Amen. Brother Galen and I drove down to Branson Thursday night. Y'all know Troy and Floyd's building a house down there. We were helping them with the areas where we have expertise. Cabinets and trim. I've done more carpenter work, Brother Bob, this year than I have the last 10 years put together. Between their place and Kyle and Adrian's. And, you know, it's been good for me in a way. It kind of makes me remember why I quit. It's worked good in some ways.
You want to go back?
Other ways, I've enjoyed it. It's been good. We were working hard. And I was standing, little motor home there. Brother Galen's an early riser. Some of the others, and they woke me up about 6:45. They had the truck started. So I had to get up. It's lunchtime. Yeah, y'all taking a break.
We're taking a break.
But then,
about 7:30.
So they were all going. I put my clothes on, and I joined them.
I'm hungry by then.
I'm not taking any credit more than what should be, but I want to encourage you saints right now that your prayers are vital and important. I mean, almost every morning, not, I mean, for me to say every morning, I'd ever miss, but I mean, 99 plus, before I leave my house, I kneel down my place.
Lord, keep my children today.
And I call my children by name.
Yes, yes.
I call the church, the outreach, the school.
Sure.
I can't pray for every one of y'all. Y'all tell me all the time, Pastor, we pray for you. I know you all. That's how I'm advantaged. You all call my name over and over and over. It would take me a long time. I've done it a few times, you know, to go through and call everybody's name in the church. We have done that. There have been times I've prayed over the list, but every morning, I mean, without fail, almost.
Bless the church. Bless the people. Bless the saints.
Do you know what, brother? Yesterday, I put on my clothes. I went and joined the crew. We started carrying cabinets. We worked and we sweated and we worked and we worked. And not one time all day long did I kneel down and plead the blood. That's what I do. I plead the blood for them by name.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You know what? About 3:30, when I got that phone call and I'm up there in that little bedroom by myself and it's hot and there was hardly any air up there. And I get the call and my wife's on the other end and she's crying and she's telling me, I don't know, just somebody on the road. And that's all we know. They said he looks bad on the outside, but we're real worried about what he might look like on the inside. That's what we got from the road. We don't know who it was. We don't know the man. We don't know. That's all the information we had. And I said to her, this is the call that I dread to get. But you know what? And my heart smote me right then and there.
99.99. Oh, God, yes. Had I.
I'm just saying your prayers have an effect.
That's right.
Especially if you have family that's lost.
God save
me. Mamas, don't stop praying.
Don't quit praying.
Now, I'm not saying that wouldn't happen. Please, y'all don't think I'm trying to lift myself up above. I tell you what I did do, Sister Retty, right there, amen, right by myself. When I hung that phone up, don't sit back and act like you ain't going to pray. Don't sit back and act like you ain't going to make a move. Don't sit back and act like you're too big. I'm telling you, something will happen in your life and you will pray.
And you ain't going to care where you're at.
You won't care who hears you. You won't care who's around. It won't make you no never mind, no matter. You will. I've already seen too many people do. Help me, Lord. I'm probably taking too long.
Oh, God.
We made that fast trip back. Got a shower, got cleaned up. God forgive Brother Galen. He didn't drive the speed limit. He got us back in good time. I walked in there, seen that boy laying there with blood, dried blood, and dirt and grease, you know, and it's all mixed together. When he begged to go home, and they said, okay, they started cleaning him up. You know what I'd done? I picked up a rag and I started cleaning him. I wiped his hands like he was a 3-year-old. I wiped that blood and that crust and held my hand on it till it soaked and come loose. You know why? Because he's my son.
He's a son.
And he would, no matter what he does or no matter what happens, he will always be my son. It didn't matter how dirty he was. It didn't matter how horrible he looked. It didn't matter, all the dried blood and all. And I'm painting a graphic, and it was. I can show you some pictures. It looked bad.
I went in there.
Oh, but my friend, this morning I'm trying to tell somebody here, you have a Heavenly Father that loves you more. Amen. If you've ever been saved, you're a child of God. And you don't belong where you are. And you're living in disobedience. And you need to get out of that hog pen. Oh, I wish I had a praying church, and I wish I could preach right here. I'd love the Holy Ghost help me give this altar call. Amen. So somebody can realize I need to make a move. It don't matter what you look like. It don't matter what you smell like. It don't matter where you've been or what you've done or what you've said. Church, it'd be comforting to me if I could hear
God,
you pray.
Help us today, God. Touch our hearts.
Oh, I need to pray in church. Oh, I need to pray in church.
Oh,
I need to pray in church.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Save a soul. Amen. Save a soul today.
Oh, what's that son going to say? Maybe he's going to say, once I was clothed in the rags of my sin, helpless. Lonely, lost and lonely within, but with love and compassion, the King of all kings, in pity and love, took me under
his wing.
Y'all want to sing it with me without music? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a child. Yeah, but preacher, you don't know where I'm at. His royal blood still yet flows through your veins. My God, you need to remember where you are, where you came from, and what God wants to do in your life. And poor now. Praise God,
praise God. I'm a child of the King.
Brother James, Sister Sarah, come to the piano. I'm ready to give the altar call. I'm going to share this with you real quickly. My wife just gave me this just this past week. I said, I got to have it. I already knew what I was going to preach on this morning, and this went along with it. Please hear me. I am giving the altar call. It was a busy morning in the hospital. When the elderly gentleman came in to have stitches removed from his thumb. He stated that he was in a hurry and had an appointment 30 minutes from now. Then one of the nurses came to the room, examined the wound, and started to redress it. While taking care of his wound, the nurse engaged him in conversation to the old man. During the conversation, the nurse asked the man, "Where do you have to be in 30 minutes from now?" The gentleman told her that he needed to go to the nursing home to eat breakfast with his wife. As they were talking, the nurse inquired about the health of his wife, and he told him that she was suffering from Alzheimer's disease. I'm almost done. After the nurse finished dressing his wound, the nurse asked, "If you are late, will she worry about it?" He replied, "No, because she no longer knows who I am. And she hasn't recognized me for the last 5 years." Surprised, the nurse asked him, "Are you still going every morning, even though she doesn't know who you are?" He smiled, patted the nurse on her hand, and said, "She doesn't know me, but I still know her." I know I'm preaching to somebody right now. You're in the hog pen. You're living under that strong persuasion of deception till you don't even know who you are. Moreover, the devil's telling you that you have never been saved. You've never been a child of God. But I'm here to tell you otherwise. You don't even know who you are. You don't even know what's got a hold of you. But I know who you are. And I know what I've seen God do in your life, and I am trying to break through that, that de- deception to tell you you're a child, man. You're a son. You're a son of God. You're a daughter of God. You belong. This is where you're supposed to be, in God's house. You're supposed to be fulfilling your role. You may not even know who you are. You may not even understand where you've been. You may not even have a clue of what's happened. But I want to tell you, you have a Heavenly Father. Woo! Holy, 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 holy. Woo! Holy, holy, holy. Oh, Luke, when you was unconscious, couldn't see and couldn't hear and couldn't talk and didn't know, man, you had a family that was calling people all over the United States. You didn't even know who you was or where you were or what your condition was. But somebody that loved you knew who you was. Man, please hear me this morning. It doesn't matter. You may be sick in body. You may be suffering things. You may be putting up with things just because the devil's convinced you that you're really not who you are. Oh, church here at Bethany, get a hold of it. We're a child of God. Amen. We're exalting Christ. You are an heir. Amen. Your condition does not determine your position. The prodigal son, his condition was bad. His living conditions were horrible. His plight in life was despicable. He was hungry. He was starving. He was in a foreign country. That was his condition, Brother Gabriel. But his position was, he was that man's son. He was that servant's heir. Woo! And he was an angry brother's brother. Amen. Oh, will somebody shout hallelujah. We don't have an angry church in here this morning, do we? Amen. I'd like for the church right now to just pull up. Amen. And pull around your heart. And pull around your emotions. Amen. And let's seek God for a moment. Amen. Let's ask God to move in this place. And quicken somebody's heart to remember. You know, I wish what I'm giving the altar call right now. Oh, church, it's happening again. It's happening again. It's happening again. This has been happening with some frequency here. Oh.
Oh. Return to me, saith the Lord your God this morning. Oh. Your love may have failed, but mine has not, saith the Lord. For I have loved you with an everlasting love. This morning my love reaches to you again. Return to thy first love.
Oh, thank God. Don't you love it, church? God's moving. The Spirit of God's drawing. The gifts of the Spirit are being manifested. Did y'all hear that? The Holy Ghost said, I've loved you with an everlasting love. Y'all didn't hear that, didn't you? I've loved you with an everlasting love. You cannot make God stop loving you. You can disappoint Him. You can let Him down. You can go astray. You can break His heart. But He won't stop loving you. I tell you what He'll do. He'll get those garments. Man, he'll get that moist rag, and He'll soak that dried blood right off of you. He'll mend your wounds. He'll mend your broken heart. I need somebody to take a step right now before they start singing. Amen. Maybe just to help somebody else. How about that? That take a little pressure off. Just somebody walk this aisle right now. In the name of Jesus. You feel like you'd like for Him to love you a little more. You'd like to get back in fellowship. Amen. You'd like for Him to speak to your heart right now. Amen. I tell you, He'll meet you. He'll meet you with a robe. He'll meet you with shoes. He'll meet you with a ring to put on your hand. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, y'all go ahead, Brother James. Sing that. Hear the shepherd's call. Listen, listen right now. You'll hear it. You'll hear it. There's no way you'll convince me that you're not hearing it. You may not know Him, but He knows you. You may not remember Him, but He remembers you. You may have turned your back on Him, but He hasn't turned His back on you.
But I never was left His heart. That night long ago, but now I still recall.
Do you still remember? Don't you remember how good it felt to hear that voice calling your name? And you know what He's saying. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
I will pray, but I never was.
Church, believe God for a move of the Holy Ghost through this. He knows how to draw. He knows how to compel. He knows how to reach that soul. He knows how to speak that word, that call from the shepherd that says, come unto me, all ye that labor. I want to help you. I'm here for you. I want to reach you. I want to speak into your heart. I want to tell you. I want to tell you just how much I love you. I want to show you just what all I would do for you.
It wasn't long till I found that lost my way.
Holy, 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 holy,
holy. Oh, yes, I could run with me. As the night began to fall.
You're a child. You're a son. You're an heir. You're a joint heir. The Father acknowledged you that He's your son. The servant said, your brother. And the angry brother said, he's your son. All of those are acknowledged. This is where you belong, my friend. This is where you're supposed to be right here. Oh, thank God for mercy. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for helping us. You're standing with us one more time. Thank God for answering prayer. Thank God for answering the prayer that we need to pray. want to give you something. I want to show you something. I want to deal with you. I want to draw you closer to me. Oh, I heard the shepherd's call. I heard him call my name. I heard him speak my name. I heard him say, I'm over here. I have a table spread. I have a place over here for you. I want to show you once again just how much I love you. You're an heir. You're a joint heir with Christ. The house belongs to you. The silverware belongs to you. The church house belongs to you. The church belongs to you. Your condition does not have to define your position. Don't let it be so. Don't let the devil convince you because of who you are that somehow you're not who you are. Forget how he spared your children. Don't forget how he answered your prayers. Don't forget how he showed you. You're still his. You still belong to him. Oh, yes, oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, remember the shepherd. Remember how good it felt to hear that familiar voice. Remember how good it felt to hear him call out your name. Hear the shepherd's call. Hear it.